It is 5 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a ceasefire deal in Ukraine. Leaders of Ukraine, Russia, and Germany, as well as France, emerged from marathon talks in Belarus on Thursday with a ceasefire deal aimed at ending 10 months of fighting in eastern Ukraine that's left at least 5,400 people dead. They announced a pullback of forces battling near the Russian border, an exchange of prisoners, and a ceasefire set to begin on Sunday. French President Francois Hollande said the deal, if honored, amounts to a comprehensive political solution, while German Chancellor Angela Merkel said it offers a glimmer of hope. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he expects the truce deal to be honored by all parties. British Prime Minister David Cameron reacted to the agreement.
If this is a genuine ceasefire, then of course that would be welcome. But what matters most of all is actually actions on the ground rather than just words on a piece of paper.
United States, which consulted closely with its allies, did not participate in the mixed summit, but the White House called the deal a potentially significant step toward a peaceful resolution of the conflict. Greece said its international creditors agreed Thursday at a European Union summit in Brussels to launch technical discussions on the debt-ridden country's demand to cut its massive debt and ease the austerity measures the lenders imposed on Athens. At a Friday meeting, they will try to find common ground between Greece's goal to end what it sees as a crippling austerity and Europe's adamant stance against changing the terms on more than $300 billion in loans. This is VOA News.